FHE, Pumpkin Pie Surprise, by Heather Clausen, a true story. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be ye thankful. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. How many pies are we baking? Jared asked. He pulled a chair up to the counter to help his mother make the pies. A lot. One for Grandpa, one for your babysitter, one for Mr. Gomez next door, and pies for lots of other people. It's my way of thanking them for all they do to help us. And we're going to deliver them tomorrow on Thanksgiving? First thing in the morning. Jared helped his mother roll out crusts, mix and pour fillings, and pinch the crust edges. Soon the kitchen smelled like pumpkin pies. There's someone else I want to make a thank you pie for, Jared said. Who? It's a surprise. Can we make an extra pie? Sure. Jared rolled out the crust for another pie while his mother mixed the filling. In the morning, Jared and his mother carried the pies to the car. She drove very carefully to each house. Thank you for everything you do, Mother said to each person as they delivered the pies. Finally, there was only one pie left. Where do we take your pie, Jared? Mother asked. To the fire station. Mother looked surprised, but she turned onto the street that led to the fire station. I want to thank the firefighters for being there to help us, he explained. They work even on holidays, when most people get to be home with their families. That's a great idea, Jared. He carried the pie into the fire station. The firefighters looked up from polishing their trucks. What's this? The nearest firefighter asked. It's for you. Jared handed the pie to the firefighter. I want to thank all of you for being here on a holiday, ready to help everybody. No one's ever done this for us before, the firefighter said. Thank you. We'll really enjoy it. I think they like the pie, Jared told his mother as they returned to their car. Yes, but I think that they liked your idea of thanking them best of all. Mother hugged him. And so did I. Let's go home and bake another pie for us, Jared suggested. I think that's another great idea. Sidebar, and that is what Jesus Christ is teaching us today through living prophets and apostles. Love one another. Treat one another with respect. I know that he expects all of us to follow his admonition to be better neighbors. By Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ensign, November 2001, page 38. End of sidebar. End of article. Pumpkin Pie Surprise by Heather Clausen. Sharing time.